we did not have refreshments provided for us today because, well, we wanted you to save your appetite for later if you're intending to come back this afternoon, but also to give Otis and Winella a break. They do such a good job providing that each and every week. Well, we want to especially thank them. But on their behalf, I especially want to thank you for supporting the Southeast Raleigh Mission. As you see over here, the cart is almost full, and that means that when Otis goes out, he's able to do things to touch people's lives on an individual basis, but it's done with the understanding that there's a church behind this, that God's people are behind this, and we already know what that means to so many people, as Otis has shared with us before, the stories, the things that have happened. And of course, we know there was a member of our celebration congregation who was very much a part of the ministry early in the beginning, and who went on to, because of his good work, found Bridge the Gap Ministry. And that leads me into my next announcement. We have several books available called 3 a.m. Journey to God Through Poetry by Lee and Becky Viersen. We have several of these books available over on information table, and you can just pick one up and take it with the promise of reading it and passing it on to someone else, perhaps. If you'd like to give a donation, you can do that. Just place your donation in the basket. All proceeds go to Bridge the Gap Ministries. You can read a little bit more about that in the bulletin. But we think about what this celebration service has been able to do. We come here to worship, but we go forth to serve, and so we're grateful for those ministries that have kind of evolved out of this congregation, Bridge the Gap Ministry in particular. And we are very grateful for Becky Viersen and for others who are leading that even now. So I just wanted to give a short little announcement about this book. Some wonderful, wonderful poetry in here from a dear brother, beloved friend of ours. At this time, I'd like to call the children forward for a little children's message.
Good morning. It's good to see all of you today. So I have a question for you. When you're with your friends and you're getting ready to leave, what do you say to your friends?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That is the right answer. Well, in Jesus's day and time, he used a word that meant hello and goodbye, but it had another special meaning. It meant blessings to you. So when he arrived somewhere, he would say this word and it meant blessings to you. And when he left, he would say the same word and it meant blessings to you. The word is shalom. Can you say that with me? Shalom. It's spelled S-H-A-L-O-M. I know because I made you a special little bookmark to put in books to remind you. So this is a Jewish word, shalom, that means hello or goodbye, blessings to you. And William has a song that has this word in it. So let's listen.
Shalom to you now. Shalom, my friends. May God's full mercies bless you, my friends, in all your living and through your loving. Christ be your shalom. Christ be your shalom.
That's beautiful. So those words kind of say it all, right? And you're living and you're coming and you're going, shalom. You know, today, William and I, this is our last Sunday here, and we were trying to think of an appropriate word to leave with you. And we thought shalom said it best. We weren't saying goodbye, but we're saying blessings to you. So what I have after William says a prayer is I made some bookmarks, or you can hang them on something, and it says Shalom, has butterflies, or it has musical notes, and then it has our names on the back, so you'll remember that we want you to know that you are blessed. Everybody look at me. You are blessed, and you are treasured, and you're loved by Christ, and we love you, and we know how God has good things in store for you.
Gracious God, we thank you that you not only speak shalom to us, you show us shalom. The blessing that we have of being your followers is beyond our imagination. We have your peace, we have your love, we have your mercy, we have everything we need. You are our shalom. Lord, help us to speak shalom to others and give them what they need to be your representatives in the world. May we speak shalom to these children every day that they may know they're loved. And may they grow up to speak shalom to others. Lord, may your peace be upon us this day, within us and through us. And as we depart, may we give it to all we meet. Shalom. In Jesus' name, amen.